Good evening. Welcome to worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Rochester, Minnesota. Good to have you worshiping with us tonight. This is the second Sunday of Easter, and of course, our gospel reading for tonight is the story of Thomas from John chapter 20. A couple of quick announcements. Men's Bible study via email is on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Women's Bible study via email and phone is on Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. And then we also have prayer time each afternoon at 4:31 p.m. Please join us. This past Monday, on Easter Monday, we had about 38 to 40 people that read the entire New Testament, and dozens of others joined us. If you joined us, thank you. We celebrate our Lord's resurrection by reading all 27 books of the New Testament to the glory of God and in celebration of our Lord's resurrection and the gift of Easter. I believe those are the announcements that need to be highlighted. Our service begins on page 10 of With One Voice with our brief order for confession and forgiveness. We worship as we live in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In silence, let us confess our sins unto our merciful Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our gathering hymn, Alleluia, Alleluia, Give Thanks, hymn number 671.
Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. Spread the good news o'er all the earth. Jesus has died and has risen. Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, give praise to his name. We have been crucified with Christ. how we shall live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name. God has proclaimed the just reward, life for all people. Alleluia, 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 give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name. Come, let us praise the living God. Joyfully sing to our Savior. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give praise to his name.
Our service continues on page 28 in the front of your blue songbook with one voice. Page 28. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Christe eleison.
Christ, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth.
Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth, and peace to God's people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, through your Son's resurrected presence, you transform us from frightened, self-absorbed people into a community marked by peace, forgiveness, and mercy. Guide us to faithfully be signs to the world of your abundant grace and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
We prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 5, verses 29 through 42. Peter and the apostles answered the high priest and the council, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, with whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that Christ is Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is found on page 4 of your bulletin. It is Psalm 148, and we'll be reading it responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights.
Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds.
kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth,
young men and maidens together, old men and children.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord.
The second lesson is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grievous by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for our Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? Alleluia, you have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Alleluia, the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I posted earlier today a children's message on our Emmanuel website. I encourage the parents that have young children to please take note of that. And also, if you're looking for any children's bulletins, just send me an email or give me a phone call,
And I'll forward those emails electronically to you so that you have faith resources to use with your children in the home. We'll continue now with our hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, hymn number 780.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaving on the everlasting arms.
What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Leaning on the everlasting arms, safe and secure from all alarms. St. John, in chapter 20, verses 30 to 31, cites for us the purpose of his gospel story about Jesus. St. John writes, "Now Jesus did many other signs that are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." The purpose of the gospel is to create belief, saving faith in the name of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. So I ask you, is seeing believing, or is believing seeing? It has been said, without faith, all the evidence in the world will not be sufficient to convince one. With faith, the need for proof and evidence does not exist. It's all about believing in the promises of God, safe and secure from all alarms, finding our trust in the promises of God in the Word of Christ Jesus. There is a woman, her name is Helen. She's not a member of our congregation, but she comes to our women's Bible studies. And Helen is an amazing child of God. She's in her 70s. She was born without eyes. But she has the faith to see what most people can't even imagine being able to see. And when we have Bible studies, she'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden, with her Braille Bible and the study we're having, she'll get this great big smile or grin on her face, and then she'll say, "Ah, now I see, now I see." Not with physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith, the eyes of her heart. "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, I want to see you." Believing. Now, I don't come from Missouri, you know, the show me state, but I still like to be convinced about things, and, well, I don't take everything just kind of as it comes. I do my research, I check things out. I want to know that there's some substantiation, some evidence of sorts. In other words, I look for well-founded faith, and so I guess I'm in good company with someone like Thomas. Every year, on the second Sunday of Easter, we spend some time with Thomas, and we hear his faith story. I think he got a bad rap when people say, you know, doubting Thomas. I don't think he's a doubter. I think he is, in fact, in a show-me state. He wants to be shown that the love of his life, Jesus Christ, crucified on the cross, has in fact risen from the dead. You know how the story started, right? It was Easter morning, the first day of the week, and Mary Magdalene went out to the tomb all by herself, and the stone had been rolled away, and she went running, and she got Peter and the beloved disciple. They saw that the stone was rolled away and that the tomb was empty. And then they went home. And then Jesus, as you may recall, appeared to Mary. She saw a vision of angels. She thought he was the gardener. And lo and behold, he speaks her name and she recognizes him. She's got the, well, the show me, if you will, state faith. And she grabs hold of Jesus and clings to him for dear life. Now it's Easter evening. And on Easter evening, the disciples are all gathered together in a room and they've got the doors locked for fear of the Jews. Evidently, even though Mary went and told them that morning, I have seen the Lord, the disciples disbelieved. The disciples disbelieved. You see, without faith, all the evidence in the world will be insufficient. With faith, no evidence is needed at all. So here comes Jesus, Easter evening. He shows up. He's in a show-me state, if you will. And he shows up and shows himself, reveals himself to his disciples so that they can see the way and the truth and the life. The first thing that Jesus does is that he says, peace. Because remember, they're afraid. He says peace, and then he shows them the wounds of his hands and the wounded side, where the nails were pounded in, where the spear was driven in by that Roman soldier. He shows them the evidence, if you will, the proof, if you will. He shows them that he has, in fact, risen from the dead, that he was crucified a couple of days earlier on the cross, and that he has now risen to the glory of the Father. And after he has, in fact, shown them the marks of his execution, the next thing that Jesus does is to breathe on them again. Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And then he gives them a job, an assignment, a great commission, if you will. They are, after all, Easter people. And people who have faith in Jesus, who believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, are part of a new creation. God has breathed new life into us and given us a great commission. He sends us out with promise, with grace, with truth. He sends his disciples out and gives them what we call the office of the keys. If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they're retained. Absolution, forgiveness, life in the name of Jesus. He sends them out, and he says, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. There's forgiveness only in the name of Jesus. There is saving faith and victory over the grave in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my God. Did you notice in this story that in the same way Jesus didn't need the stone rolled away so that he could get out of that tomb? The disciples had the doors locked. He didn't need anyone to unlock the doors or to open them for him to get in and for Jesus to show up with faith for those whom he loved. But, as you may recall, something was missing. Or shall we say, someone was missing. Thomas Didymus, Thomas called the twin, one of the 12, he wasn't there. Now, there's been lots of speculation. Where do you think Thomas was? And people have their guesses. They say, well, maybe he was out getting groceries for the gang. Or some people say, well, you know, maybe he just needed some time alone to grieve, to think things through. Or maybe, because Mary Magdalene appeared that morning and announced, I have seen the Lord, maybe he's the only one that's not stuck inside a room with locked doors. Maybe he's actually out there looking for Jesus. We don't know. But we do know one thing. We know that when Jesus showed up on Easter evening, that first day of the week, Thomas wasn't there. So what's Jesus going to do when someone we love misses out on Easter? Do you think it's a once and done? You think that he just simply writes us off and says, well, they had their chance. You know, the second Sunday of Easter every year is called Low Sunday. You know why it's called Low Sunday? Because for years, people got all gangbuster about Easter Sunday, the new dresses, the Easter baskets, all that kind of stuff. They packed the house. And then the next week, you know, because they had kind of shot the wad, they were tired, they were low, and so attendance went down the toilet. Well, I think that this year, with so many of us sheltered in place, needing to find our hope in the promises of God, this may not be a low Sunday. This might be a high, high Sunday when we live with Thomas and the disciples. And we, too, are in a show-me state, even if we didn't grow up in Missouri. Jesus, one week later, shows up for the sake of Thomas. The first thing he does is breathe. He breathes on them and says, peace. Did you notice as I read the gospel tonight that when the disciples are gathered one week later in that same upper room, that the doors are still locked? Did you notice that? I mean, for crying out loud, what does it take to believe? Well, what it tells me is that believing is just plain hard work. And that's why it's the work of the Holy Spirit and not something that I can create in myself. I need Jesus to keep breathing in my life, to keep breathing upon me with his Holy Spirit, lest I lose my God-given faith, my saving faith in Jesus. So Jesus shows up, and he breathes. And then he goes one-on-one, eyeball to eyeball, with Thomas. Thomas, get over here. Get your hands out of your pockets. You can see it, can't you? Take those fingers and put them right here in those nail holes. And take that fist and put it right here in my side. I don't want you to be disbelieving. I want you to be believing. And what does Thomas do? He makes this great confession. I mean, it's probably the greatest confession in all of John's gospel by Thomas. The one who was in a show-me state. And Jesus showed up to give him faith, saving faith. He says, my Lord and my God. And Jesus says, Thomas, do you believe because you've seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and have come to believe. Wow. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you all may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Without faith, all the evidence in the world won't mean a darn thing. It won't convince anyone. With faith, no evidence is needed. Did you know, and I get this from scientists, I'm not a scientist, so I guess I have to trust what they're telling me is true. But scientists tell me, did you know that the Earth is spinning on its axis at more than 1,000 miles per hour? Now that blows my mind. I think, well, how can that be? I don't feel myself moving. I don't feel myself dizzy. Do you remember when we were kids and we did that relay race? You know, where you had a kind of a tag team thing and you had to run about 20 feet. And then once you got there, you picked up a baseball bat, you put your head on it, and then you spun around like 10 times. And then you had to run back and tag the next person. And you couldn't even walk, let alone crawl there. You were so dizzy. The Earth is spinning on its axis more than 1,000 miles an hour? Really? Scientists tell me that. You know what else scientists tell me? Scientists tell me that the Earth is in fact rotating around the sun at 66,000 miles per hour, and I don't feel it. It was Albert Einstein who said, well, let me show you how it works. That's what he did. The time between those two taps, we just traveled 30 miles, my friends, and we didn't know it. But we believe it, right? Some things we just gotta believe without seeing. Last night, my wife and I, we were watching a little television before we went to bed, and there was an advertisement on TV. And I got to see it a few more times because it just kind of blew my mind away. It said, during COVID-19, there's a lot of uncertainty. And what do you do when there's so much uncertainty? You look for certainty. And so we find certainty in science. Seriously, that's what the commercial said. We got to find certainty right now in the midst of COVID-19. And so we look for certainty and we find it in science. Are they nuts? I mean, let's face it, folks. I love science. I believe in science. I know science is good, but it's a handmaid of Jesus. It's the handmaid of God. Science is not Lord and God, and Jesus is not its handmaid. If you want to find certainty, you're only going to find it in Jesus Christ. You know what the sign language sign is, you know, when you go like this, the middle finger? That's the sign language sign for Jesus. They refer to his wounds. Jesus keeps showing up and he shows us his wounds so that he can create believers out of unbelievers and give us real certainty, the kind of certainty you heard proclaimed in 1 Peter chapter 1. An inheritance for you who are born again into the death and resurrection of Jesus, which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, and it's kept in heaven for you. You who are guarded by Jesus Christ. Or the certainty we find in Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade and your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That, my friends, is the certainty that we need. When times are good, or when times are terribly difficult, in all seasons, we need the certainty of God's love for us. When Jesus shows up and he commissions us to show up for others, he's talking about us spreading his love and his forgiveness and his mercy to other people, even during times of trial and testing, even during times of difficulty and death. Look to the wounds of Jesus. He shows up for you so that you can show him to others. Not to show off the self. Hey, look at me. but so that we can show Jesus. I read a story about two women. They loved to play tennis together. The one gal's name, Christy, the other gal's name, Carrie. They were waiting for the court to open, and Carrie had a couple of braces on her knees, and Christy could see that, you know, on that part of the knee there, she could see that there was a big scar. She said, "What happened? Did you have knee surgery?" And Carrie said, "Well, it was my son. That's what caused it." And Christy says, "What do you mean?" She said, "Yeah, I've got the same thing on the other knee as well." She said, "You see, I was pregnant with my second child, 7 months pregnant. And I was taking my son out of the swimming pool. I grabbed him up into my arms, and I was walking over to the lounge chair, and then I slipped on the wet tile. And you know how your life goes slow motion? Well, I realized in a split second that I only had two choices. I would either face plant and crush my little boy and my baby in my womb, or I'd have to take my knees." And she said, "By the grace of God," Carrie says, "I planted my knees. And when they hit the cement, they burst, and there was blood everywhere. Stitches, stitches, stitches. But my children, they were spared." If a mother will show up with such love for her children, how much more the saving love of God who gives us Jesus on the cross. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus keeps showing up so that we too can show up with his love and his forgiveness and his mercy for others. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our service continues with our hymn of the day. It's called "We Walk by Faith," number 675, but we'll be singing it to the tune of "Amazing Grace."
We walk by faith and not by sight, with gracious words draw near. O Christ, who spoke as none e'er spoke, my peace be with you here. We may not touch your hands and side, nor follow where you trod, but in your promise we rejoice and cry, "My Lord and God." Help then, O Lord, our unbelief, and may our faith abound. We call on you when you are near, and seek where you are found. That when our life of faith is done, in realms of clearer light, we may behold you as you are, with full
We confess our Christian faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 33 in the front of your With One Voice songbook. Page 33. Let us confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended into hell.
On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
We continue with our prayers.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father of glory, remember your church throughout the world and strengthen all your baptized people to be bold witnesses of our Lord's resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Fount of wisdom everlasting, look in kindness upon the NALC, the Iowa Mission District, and your beloved Emmanuel, that all we undertake may be to your praise and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ruler of all, to your care and protection, we commend all our elected officials and all who serve in our armed forces. Grant them wisdom and honor as they carry out their responsibilities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly King, your Son promised that he does not break the bruised reed or quench the dimly burning wick. Remember in mercy all who struggle with the darkness of doubt and despair, and bring to their hearts the peace of your Son's resurrection victory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Good Shepherd, forgiver of all our sin, you have given your church the keys of the kingdom. Help all pastors to use them faithfully, that your people's joy may overflow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our healer, we commend to you all those who are in need of restoration, whether of body, soul, or spirit.
Gracious Father, we remember before you Dan and Barb and Letha. We remember Kelly and Denny and Elaine, Pam and her daughter Katie. We remember Amy and Bruni and Barbara. We remember those who grieve the loss of loved ones. We remember Diane Opheim, and we also remember Michelle's sister, Melody. Grant healing and mercy to them, and strength and courage to all who are embattled by COVID-19.
Grant to them your peace, that they may bear their sufferings with patience as they await your gracious healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our sending hymn, Thine is the Glory, LBW number 145.
Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, hast won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave close where Thy body lay. Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, hast won. Lord Jesus, midst Thee, risen from the tomb, lovingly he greets Thee, scatters fear and gloom. Let His church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for the Lord now liveth, death hath lost its sting. Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, hast won. No more we doubt Thee, glorious Prince of Life. Life is not without Thee, aid us in our strife. Bring us more than conquerors through Thy deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to Thy home above. Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory Thou, O death, hast won.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.